From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Transport development in Indonesia no longer Java-centric. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi visits Algeria to discuss trade cooperation. I'm Steve. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government has successfully brought Indonesia out of the trend of Java-centric transportation infrastructure development since 2014. This was pointed out by the Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karyasumadi during a press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara State News Agency. According to Sumadi, the government has been boosting connectivity by adopting Indonesia-centric development, breaking free from development that is centered on Java. He emphasized the importance of developing transportation infrastructure not only on major islands but also in remote areas and small islands. The Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Algeria, Ahmed Attaf, on Wednesday. The two discussed the cooperation in the field of trade and energy sectors, as well as the cooperation mechanism of bilateral countries. Minister Retno pointed out that in trade cooperation, Indonesia wants to increase a more balanced and sustainable trade cooperation between the two countries.
Indonesia menginginkan peningkatan kerjasama
Indonesia wants to increase more balance as sustainable trade cooperation with Algeria. At the meeting, I also said Indonesia has proposed the preferential trade agreement and I'm waiting for a response from Algeria. Indonesia and Algeria are close partners for energy cooperation. After the meeting, the Algerian foreign ministers and I signed a memorandum of understanding for cooperation in the energy and mining sectors. We have agreed to reactivate bilateral mechanisms, including ministerial level joint commission meetings and senior level official bilateral consultations. Indonesia will host both meetings in Jakarta.
Mengaktifkan kembali mekanisme bilateral termasuk pertemuan ministerial level joint commission meeting dan senior level official bilateral consultation. Indonesia akan menjadi tuan rumah kedua pertemuan ini di Jakarta.
Furthermore, in the meeting, Indonesia and Algeria agreed to support the independence of Palestine. Head of Halal Product Assurance Organizing Agency, or BPJPH, Muhammad Akilirham, claimed his organization had provided religiously permissible, or halal certificates, to 3.4 million products in Indonesia within 4 years. This was conveyed by Irham during the publication of Expert Performance of Indonesian Halal Products in Jakarta. Based on the data from Statistics Indonesia, as 2022, the number of small and medium industries in Indonesia reached more than 4.3 million products. Indonesia is committed to adopting a circular economy as one of the pillars of the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. The adoption of a circular economy on a massive scale can open new opportunities to grow the economy in the future. This was explained by the National Development Planning Ministry's Deputy for Economy Amalia Adiningrat Widyasanti in Jakarta. Widya Santi noted that the circular economy is part of the green economy that offers enormous potential to Indonesia to drive economic growth in the future. She cited a study conducted by Greenpeace Indonesia that showed the green economy can create 2.4 million new job opportunities in the country by 2030. Saudi Arabia has been unanimously elected to chair the UN panel tasked with the monitoring cyclones in Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal. This was stated by the Kingdom's Meteorology Office on Wednesday, as reported by ArabNews.com. Its appointment is to the 13-nation World Meteorological Organization, UN Economic and Social Commission for Asia, and the Pacific Panel on Tropical Cyclones in the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea. Ayman bin Salem Kulam, CEO of Saudi Arabia's National Center for Meteorology, said the appointment is a testament to the country's pioneering role and its commitment to addressing critical issues related to disasters and their significant impact on humanity, both regionally and internationally. Thousands of people have taken to the streets of Buenos Aires in the first big protest against the new Argentine government's economic shock policies. As quoted by BBC.com, President of Argentina Javier Milei announced measures that include spending cuts and a drastic currency devaluation. He also signed an economic reform decree that will end limits on exports. The march was led by groups that represent the unemployed. Police were deployed in large numbers to stop the protesters from blocking the road. President Milei, who took office less than 2 weeks ago, has promised tough actions against any groups that try to thwart his plans with disruptive protests. The government said on Monday that people who block streets could lose their right to receive state benefits. Vietnam wishes to strengthen cooperation with the African Union and is ready to make more direct and proactive contribution to the AU's common effort for an Africa of integration, prosperity, and peace that is promoted by African people themselves and represents a dynamic force on the global arena. As reported by VOVWorld.vn, Ambassador to Ethiopia Nguyen Nam Thien presented his letter of credentials to Chairperson of African Union Commission Musa Faki Mahamat in Addis Ababa on December 15th, marking the official establishment of Vietnam-African Union diplomatic relations. Expressing his honor and awareness of the great responsibility of being appointed as Vietnam's representative to the African Union, Ambassador Thien said he will do his utmost to lift cooperative ties between Vietnam and the African Union to a new height. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB Lieutenant General Soeharyanto officially handed over the VIP room at Port Vila Airport, which had been successfully rehabilitated to the Vanuatu government Saturday. This handover is an important step in a bid to restore infrastructure after the storm damaged the building. The handover ceremony was led by Lieutenant General Soeharyanto, representing the Indonesian government, and received by the Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Vanuatu, Matai Seremaiah Munawalu. This event was attended by representatives from the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing, PUPR, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, PTPP, the Indonesian Embassy in Canberra, as well as several officials from the Vanuatu government. Lieutenant General Soeharyanto stated that this rehabilitation effort reflects Indonesia's solidarity with Vanuatu as a country with a Melanesian cultural background. This rehabilitation project cost around 26 billion rupiah or 2 million US dollar. The hope is that with the completion of rehabilitation, airport facilities can resume operations safely and comfortably for the people of Vanuatu. Vanuatu's Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed its gratitude for Indonesia's assistance, which was recognized as having a significant impact on Vanuatu's tourism sector. Furthermore, this collaboration is considered an opportunity to improve relations between nations, especially through people-to-people interaction. This rehabilitation work began in August 2023 as part of Indonesia's support for the reconstruction of Vanuatu after Hurricanes Judy and Kevin hit in March this year. BNPB plays a major role in this project with support from the Ministry of PUPR and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and involving PTPP as implementing contractor and PT Firama Karya as a construction management consultant. The design of the rehabilitated VIP room has displaced touches of Indonesian and Vanuatu culture, creating a space that it is not only functional, but also reflective with the cultural diversity of the two countries.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Nice to see you again on our program, Today in History. I'll begin Today in History with 21st December 1968. Apollo 8 launched to the moon. Apollo 8 was launched on the second Apollo main flight into lunar orbit on December 21st, 1968. This mission was the first manned space mission to leave Earth orbit, reach moon orbit, and then return to the Earth. Astronaut Frank Borman, James Lovell, and William Anders became the first human beings who passed Earth's orbit and saw the moon from afar. Apollo 8 returned to the Earth on December 27, 1968, and landed in the Pacific Ocean. Moving next to December 21, 1988, the Lockerbie incident. On December 21, 1988, a Boeing 747 aircraft belonging to the United States company Pan Am exploded in the air and crashed in the small town of Lockerbie in Scotland. Around 243 people and 16 crew members were killed. In addition, 11 Lockerbie residents also died as a result of being hit by plane debris. Two Libyan citizens were proven to be involved in the explosion. I'll end Today in History with December 21st, 1923. Nepal becomes independent country. Nepal is a land country located in the Himalayan mountain region in South Asia. It directly borders with the People's Republic of China to the north and India to the west, east, and south. The state of Nepal was formed through the Union of Nepal on December 21, 1768, but later it became the colony of the United Kingdom. Eventually, on December 21, 1923, Nepal became independent from Britain. That was Today in History.
indah waktu itu saat semua terlihat baik saja, ternyata cerita kita tak seindah yang pernah ku bayangkan. Ku tahu perasaanmu itu berbeda denganku. Mengapa ku tetap percaya janjimu?
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency BRIN has studied the optimization of silvopasture to encourage coastal community joining in overcoming climate change impact. BRIN's head for Environment and Technology Research Center, Handi Chandra, said that the research project aims to develop carbon absorption development along with increasing the coastal community's economy and business. In a statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday, Handi Chandra said that silver fishery is a planting of mangrove forest vegetation combined with seaweed pond cultivation, which aims to provide vegetation function as mitigation and adaptation strategies towards climate change. He also said that one hand, the silver fishery implementation is proven in enhancing mangrove ability 5 times than terrestrial forests. Besides, silver fishery also gives a multiplier effect, namely carbon absorption from seaweed. On the other hand, silver fishery also could be optimized as an alternative income for people considering seaweed has a quite high economic value potential. In this program, BRAIN is cooperating with climate organization Carbon Ethics in research on the silver fishery optimization. The research collaboration scope will be a facility enhancing researchers' productivity, both from intellectual and economic aspects, because seaweed has a great potential to be used as a solution in overcoming climate change impact. Handi Chandra hopes that the research collaboration will be an early step in establishing cooperation potentials on other sectors whose goal is benefit value for the people.
Semakin menyerang, kalaulah ku dapat membaca pikiranmu dengan sayap pengharapanku ingin terbang jauh. Biar awan pun gelisah, daun-daun jatuh berguguran, namun cintamu kasih terbit laksana bintang yang bersinar cerah menerangi jiwaku. Andaikan ku dapat cinta yang tulus dari Andaikan ku dapat mengungkapkan perasaanku hingga membuat kau percaya, akan ku berikan seutuhnya rasa cintaku selamanya, selamanya.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Indonesia has not only a lot of typical delicious food, but also a variety of refreshing drinks to taste. Some of these drinks even have health benefits. This is because typical Indonesian drinks are prepared from natural ingredients, especially spices. Since centuries ago, Indonesia has been known as one of the main spices producers in the world. Naturally, various Indonesian drinks which contain spices have a delicious taste, as well as being beneficial for one's health. In this edition, I'll introduce you to several typical Indonesian drinks. The first is from Padang, West Sumatra, which is called Kawa Daun. In the local language, Kawa means coffee, while Daun means leaves. Kawa Daun is a typical drink made of dried coffee tree leaves, not beans. It is usually added with cinnamon and sugar. At first glance, the drink looks like tea, but the aroma and taste of coffee are quite strong. The interesting fact is that Kawa Daun is said may reduce blood cholesterol level and the risk of diabetes due to its high antioxidants. Another typical Indonesian drink is Wedang Uwuh. This drink, which originates from Yogyakarta, has a sweet, warm taste accompanied by a very soothing aroma of spices. In the local language, which is Javanese, Wedang means hot beverage, while Uwuh means trash. Due to the fact that this drink contains leaves and spices similar to trash, it has pretty high antioxidants, so it can refresh the body, overcome colds, and improve blood circulation. What's even more interesting is that Wedang Uwuh is included in the Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian Minister of Education and Culture, and is one of the creative economy's products entering foreign markets such as Canada, Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, and Nigeria. Another typical Indonesian drink that is unique and interesting is Iyo Serebet from Aceh. This drink is unique because it is made from pepper, cinnamon, ginger, pandan leaves, cloves, and brown sugar. Not just an ordinary drink, Iyo Serebet contains high levels of antioxidant, thus it can improve the immune system and restore energy after activities.
Hati-hati, harus hati-hati kalau masalah hati. kita harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia. Oh, kita harus bahagia. Oh, kita harus bahagia. Oh, no, no. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, Miscellany for today has a topic: Rumah Atsiri launches Scents of Wonderful Indonesia fragrance with a typical Indonesian aroma. Listeners, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy collaborated with co-branding partner Rumah Atsiri Indonesia to launch Scents of Wonderful Indonesia, a fragrance with a distinctive Indonesian aroma. This collaboration is a multi-sensory marketing step that involves a combination of the five senses to touch the emotional side of humans. Deputy for Marketing at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nimade Ayu Martini, stated that Wonderful Indonesia is happy to collaborate with Rumah Atsiri because this is the right synergy to present to the world. The scent of Wonderful Indonesia prioritizes the olfactory sense, which also prioritizes the sense of smell in forming the identity of Wonderful Indonesia. Involving olfactory sensors also prioritizes the attractiveness of Indonesian wellness tourism. Founder of Rumah Atsiri Indonesia, Natasha Clairine, said that the scent of Wonderful Indonesia is an essential oil that combines nutmeg, petroli, lemongrass, and lime, typical Indonesian spices which have played a main role in traditional cooking and medicines, are presented in the form of fragrances. Are presented in the form of fragrances that create a unique Indonesian aroma. She also hopes that she can spread the scent of Wonderful Indonesia as an aroma that can remind the public, especially foreign and domestic guests or tourists, about Indonesia through its aroma. The scent of Wonderful Indonesia essential oil has a warm and spicy nutmeg aroma with a hint of sweetness to leave an earthy impression. There is also genuine Indonesian petroli in it, which has a musky and earthy aroma with a sweet spice taste. Two compositions of lemongrass and lime give a fresh impression and are useful as aromatherapy, which can reduce stress. The new aromatic collection is expected to strengthen Indonesian character and identity through the sense of smell, which is the most sensitive of the five senses and is closely connected to a person's memories and emotions. That's miscellany.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bass Jam is a band founded on January 15, 1994. The early format of Bass Jam was Adon and Sigit in vocal, Admil and Aris in guitar, Bambang in drum, Anya in keyboard, and Sita in bass. But the current members are Sigit, in vocal, Alvin in vocal, Aris in guitar, Oni in guitar, Sita in bass, and Elsa in drum. Despite being on hiatus due to personal businesses, Bass Jam still plays music. Bass Jam's top hit was Bukan Pujangga or Not a Poet. The song was awarded as the best song at Anugrah Musik Indonesia 1999 and won Favorite Video Clip at Video Music Indonesia 1999. The song with poetic lyrics was in Bass Jam 3rd album Top 3. Well, listener, here is Bass Jam with Bukan Pujangga.
Of Indonesia.
sedang sendiri. Ku coba renungi, ingin apa aku ini. Tak pernah mengerti sampai kini ku sadari. Aku tetap tak peduli, hanya aku jalani hidup ini. Sendiri, mau apa aku ini? Tak kupahami. Semua orang pasti ingin dapat raih bahagia. Kalau hanya itu aku pun telah mengerti.
Kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti. Aku hanya bisa bermimpi. Ku hanya ingin hidup bahagia. Oh, aku hanya bisa bernyanyi. Aku tak tahu apa yang ku cari di muka bumi. Oh, oh, yeah.
Aku lihat layang-layang dapat terbang tinggi, namun sesekali goyah. Dan ia jatuh lagi, apa mungkin ku temui kunci di hati yang kan ungkapkan segalanya satu saat nanti.
Kadang-kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi.
Bermimpi.
Ku hanya ingin hidup bahagia
sampai akhir nanti.
Indonesia.
Senyum manis bibirnya memikat hatiku.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.